What is his AVI?
How do you spell it?
M-I-N.
Oh,
oh.
So they want to know, what are your thoughts on the RIAA announcing?
I like this question.
They now count singles and streams as a part of album sales. Do you think it's fair to artists who sell legit? He ended it on legit, but I guess sell like legitimate music or albums or whatever. Like in-person copies.
For the longest on this show, I've been saying that the download and the stream is more important than the albums.
I agree with you.
I've been saying that because of the era that we live in now with the internet and everything being so on demand that we saw these album sales decline because of illegal pirate. Exactly. They weren't counting it. And the way that the music is consumed now is completely different than how it was consumed when people were quote unquote legitimately going platinum. Because the only way to get your music was to buy your music. There was no other route or form for you to be able to consume it. This is a smart business strategy by the RIAA because Kendrick went from gold to platinum now. I believe.
Did you see what Top Dog tweeted though?
Nah.
Yeah.
He didn't like it. He didn't like it. Ain't no
like
cheat code.
Shit.
He said until we have 1 million people that purchase the album, we're not saying we're going platinum.
And you know what?
And I agree with him on that one. I was like, I respect you.
Maybe there should be something separate, like a.
Here's the thing, I get that sentiment, but at the same time, we have to change the rules because the rules are changing. This is just a step in the direction of calculating how people consume music, and I don't have a problem with that.
Are they kind of free streams?
Obviously not mixtapes, right? So anytime you stream anything, even if it's free to you, the artist still gets paid for that.
Yeah, but yes. a small minuscule amount.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm with B. I don't see how that's fair.
Yeah.
Because if anybody can go on and stream something for free, and it seems like it's a lot easier to fucking juke the numbers that way.
So the way it's broken down is for every 10 streams equals one album sale. So for singles, if a single gets streamed 10 times, that's considered one album sale. If your album gets streamed 10 times.
So I have a question. So is that only considering that artist's album is 10 songs long?
If you stream the album, that's an album sale. That's what that is. But where it's really different is on those singles. So now people like Fetty Wap, people that make radio hits are going to go platinum.
All right, so let's kind of walk through a scenario. I don't know if I'm quite understanding this is kind of, because I didn't read up on the article, it just, because it was stupid to me.
I'm trying to make sure I'm understanding the diction and the verbiage here. So are they counting it as an album sale, or are they counting it towards, okay, this album was listened to a certain, they're counting it as an album sale. That's bullshit, because it's not an album sale. This person who streamed this person's album for free did not give any money. So how much does your fan really care about you? Like, you're not getting any money from this.
They are getting money
for advertising, but that's different.
Okay, but there's two ways that when you stream your music that you get, that as an artist you get paid. Either me for my subscription to whatever service, and then if it's free, because you don't want to pay for the service, the advertisements pay for that.
Second one is kind of bullshit because it's not an album sale. I, as a consumer, did nothing but stream your music because shit, go ahead and count piracy then too.
You made that artist get money.
But sure, not the equivalent of an album sale.
But I get that you think it's kind of bullshit. I kind of agree with you, but at the same time, you're still giving some payment of time to listen through advertisements to hear that song be streamed.
You're not going to stream something 10 times because you're curious.
You're talking about singles. I'm talking about
albums.
Oh, okay, that's
what I'm saying.
I thought you were saying 10 times, period. So I guess that was stupid on my part. So it's 10 times from one person. Okay, so you, Ralph, has to stream this song 10 times. for that to count as an album sale?
Yeah, for every 10 times that it was streamed.
By you.
I don't know that. I don't know that. Yeah, I'm not 100% sure with that. I don't know every detail of everything. I just know that they're counting singles streamed 10 times as one album sale. Albums streamed 10 times as one album sale.
Okay, we need details on that because that's going to make the story different. If the album itself is streamed 75,000 times, right? Mm-hmm. Period, mm-hmm. right? That they're just dividing that by 10. Mm-hmm. But then if the story is actually, well, no, this one person only streamed it 7, so it doesn't count. This one person streamed it, you know what I'm saying? Streamed
I
it 10.
That's
so,
how
yeah, I. Okay, so it's the other way. We're so just dividing it by 10. So that's still bullshit to me. Again, that person is not spending any money on that album. So it's not an album sale.
So the verbiage is streaming sale. And I guess because they get paid per stream, it's counting as a...
Okay, so then that makes more sense. So it's not an album sale, it's a streaming sale. So these two things are completely separate, right? Now it's considered a streaming sale, and then there's an album sale. So they're not the same thing. Is that what you're saying?
And it also says 1,500 streams will be the equivalent of 10 single song sales or one album sale. So what I would like to know is whether or not
come up with that
15 does the 1500 equal $9.99?
Right. So can that artist walk away and say, I had 30,000 album sales? Or do they have to say I had 20,000 album sales and 10,000 streaming sales? Because how do you go platinum?
I'm pretty sure they would just put it together.
Honestly. Well, then that's kind of fucked up because that's not what happened.
Nah.
And that's why I feel top dog on that. Yeah. It's like they want you to be honest. Even though Kendrick went platinum because of this, he's saying, no, we want the accolades that we earn.
If, how do you not earn something that somebody is consuming?
There's millions of people that will probably jump on and stream a Kendrick album after the Grammys. There's a million people that will jump on and stream a Beyonce album after her performance because they're curious. That should not count as an album sale. You didn't sell shit.
I understand that, but at the same time, you got paid for it, so it should count for something.
I'm saying like the authenticity matters?
Yes, it should. Because you can't walk away and say, oh, well, I had 30,000 album sales. Well, how many of those were just people streaming it 10 times out of curiosity?
You're taking into account the support. Of it then.
I'm taking into account, now I understand what that guy said, what he said, what if they sell it legit? That means I sold this album to Ken. I sold this album to B. Versus, I had 10 curious people stream my album.
I think if we're concerned about tracking the new way people are listening and consuming music, streams are fine.
Right.
He had X number of streams and X number of album sales. There's no need to combine the two. It's muddying up the numbers.
I do support and I do buy, but at the same time, I feel that if you got compensated for something that you created, that should be accounted for.
But if they're not buying it at the frequency, at the rate that they used to, that should be documented.
Exactly.
We need to know that.
But that's what they're doing. This is part of the fix because if you pirate, if you steal an album, right?
Yes.
You steal an album, that artist got $0 and you still consume that. If you stream it, regardless if you pay for a subscription or you don't, that artist got paid for it.
It counted as an album sale.
But
I'm saying. Because it's not necessary. Young Thug will put out an album, he'll sell 2,500 copies of it. If Young Thug is being streamed a lot, all of a sudden he's a platinum selling artist. Mm-hmm. When people are not really actively going behind him and supporting. Young Thug is, people are curious about Young Thug, people are interested in what he's doing, his sound, everything. So they'll go listen to him, they'll stream him, but that does not necessarily mean they support and fuck with him monetarily. Mm-hmm.
But artists like that, like I mentioned, like the Fetty Waps and the people that make big singles will have platinum singles.
We're talking about albums. I get singles.
I don't care about singles.
Yeah, I don't care about singles.
I get you on that.
Yeah, okay. That's that.
Sales is the issue.
We have to be able to account for this consumption because when you see that the albums decline, it doesn't mean that the music is being consumed less. It just means motherfuckers.
It just means they're not paying for it.
Exactly. But that's the issue.
But they can't fix it without.
Yes, they can. Stop putting band-aids on every fucking thing.
So how do you get somebody to buy something? Because now people that aren't technically buying are still contributing to that artist's pocket.
But they're not. you're doing two things. One, you're giving the lazy, I don't want to spend money fan an excuse to not spend money on albums. The second thing you're doing is you're enforcing and promoting this new style of marketing, which is I go out and do something really stupid and crazy to cause controversy to get people to listen to my album. B.O.B. So that's gonna be a problem because now all I have to do is go out and say something really crazy or do something really outlandish, and then all of a sudden everyone's gonna go stream my music for free and shit. Now I'm a platinum fucking artist. No, maybe not platinum, but you know what I'm saying. I'm gonna get a whole bunch of album sales off I just did some fuckery, and my album might not even be getting paid for. That is crazy to me.
And what's the difference of being like back in the 90s when you didn't have the internet or nothing like that and you did something crazy so somebody would buy your album and they bought it? That's a new thing.
They put out singles and music videos.
Cats didn't do that shit back then. Yeah. I'm just saying, publicity stunts. Hip-hop artists have always done, have they not?
That's new, man.
That's really new.
Publicity stunts. I think it's not new just because the controversy is different. Like Tupac and Biggie, like two East Coast and West Coast.
That was not to sell albums.
It was real, but they sold albums based off that.
That was not to sell albums. No, no, no. So that doesn't count.
It wasn't a publicity stunt, which is what he's saying.
They were selling albums.
That's a little, yeah.
That's way different. He's saying it's a publicity stunt. That was not a stunt.
No,
motherfuckers, they died.
But people buy music off hype. That's what I'm saying. You may get caught up in like altercation with your girl. It gets blessed. Like it's just hype.
That's now.
That's now.
If you can name me any examples from the 90s of motherfuckers that did that shit, I'll take it back. I can't think of one.
All you had was the singles, the music video, and radio play. No controversy was ever being happening. Nothing. So
people bought and supported your album off the quality of your work. When everybody was under the illusion that Young Thug was, and I'm not picking on Young Thug, but I have to use him as an example. And there are others that have this illusion that they're really, really popular. And then they put out an album and nobody supports it. And doing it this way, it masks the truthness of what Young Thug is as an artist in hip hop. Because now all of a sudden he becomes a platinum selling artist. You can have a lot of people cook up these marketing ploys to become platinum selling artists. That ruins the music.
That's all I was trying to say. Good job, Ken.
Oh, I have a question.
If Kendrick actually sold albums, meaning we went to the store and bought it, or we went to iTunes and paid for it, that is an album sale. Yeah. But just because 10 motherfuckers streamed his album because he went up there and had this great Grammy performance, that is not a sale.
Call him a platinum streaming artist.
If you want to do that, that's fine.
Yeah. That's fine. Selling artists,
I'm a platinum streaming artist. I don't think anybody's wrong. I'm coming from a position that I like the fact that we're changing, we're acknowledging. Now, I get all of the points that everybody's saying, but at the same time, since we just changed this, what Rod is talking about will probably change in the future. But as of right now, something had to change. Even if it's not part of an album set, whatever. I just like the fact that right now they are making streaming and downloading and how people truly consume media now. It wasn't accountable.
It was accountable.
Come on.
How was it not?
An artist can easily pull the numbers and say my album was downloaded. But a lot of times, okay, so if we're talking numbers and I'm an artist and I'm like, oh yeah, so I sold 500,000 records and then I streamed another 450,000. Nobody's asking that.
That's the artist's fault for not fucking saying that shit.
But if I just say I sold 900,000 albums.
But you didn't.
I think they want access.
Right. But you didn't.
It's a lie.
No, you're lying. You're lying. Why the fuck you lying? You didn't sell that many albums. You just didn't. I'm with you. It should be acknowledged, but
when we were talking to Clear Soul Forces, Rich, we were talking to his manager. He told us that those numbers, he uses those numbers to help promote and push his artists to get concerts and shows overseas or, you know, local. That's why by having it separate, the number of streams, the number of downloads, all of that data is used to show that this artist is pulling a certain audience. When you lump it in together, it muddies up the numbers. And all of a sudden, you're not selling, you're streaming.
You know what? That's also gonna hurt the artist too in the end. Because the record labels are gonna look at that and they're gonna say, well, we don't have to worry. Because we're gonna still get this money too. But that artist is not getting as much money as they would for an album sale. So the artist can then say, well, you know what? You're not promoting my album the proper way. And they're like, well, you got 10,000 streams. Yeah, but I'm getting a quarter of what I would get if I had 10,000 actual sales.
Who's getting the money now?
Right.
The split is
Apple Music, Spotify. The amount of money that they get is small, Ralph. It's not a lot.
You like to see that this change has come into effect or whatever, but, and you, you agree that it should be for the album sales, right? Mm-hmm. Like it should just be one thing.
Mm-hmm.
And you're saying that you don't agree at all with anything that was changed.
No, it shouldn't count. It should not count as...
So you like the fact that it was changed though, but you feel like it should be separate things.
No, I don't like the fact that it was changed at all.
At all. Like, what are you saying? That you that you agree with both of it?
I'm with Ken.
Oh, you just...
That it was perfectly fine the way it was.
They are going to put this in there. I think they should keep it separate, but I'm fine with it being
that's
the way it was.
I'm fine with it being the way it was. That's
before.
My opinion. I
if
think
they should, do it, keep it separate.
They should have accountability, but it should be separate, I think.
So, for artists like Kendrick Lamar, who have an influential impact, especially within the community, et cetera, hip-hop, where the hip-hop is, but he doesn't make the same album sales as those that were played in the 90s, and then compare him, like, later on, like Kendrick Lamar, to, like, those who had actual album sales, because you couldn't stream music. So, it's like, does he lower in standards of music because he didn't sell as many albums as, like, Biddy or, like, Tupac? When you couldn't stream music then. So, how do you compare those numbers? He's still as influential. He's still as big. But he would never sell. He would never go multi-platinum like P. Diddy and Bad Boy. They would never have those numbers.
But rappers back in the day were not really going platinum like that anyway, and they were still putting out influential work.
She has a point. Like, what? So would anybody ever be able to go diamond again? And just because they don't go diamond, are they not?
But do they need to? Outkast went diamond. Eminem went diamond. Yeah. Right? Is that really necessary?
It is. I mean, because it's logged. It's logged.
But it's false history if you're juking the numbers. If it's a bunch of people streaming something out of curiosity, how is it really history? You're lying.
You keep throwing that one word curiosity to make like your whole point. Like everybody is not gonna be curious. There's gonna be 2% of the total streams that are gonna be out of curiosity.
Rappers are going to increase their publicity stunts.
Yep.
Just like Kanye did, just like B.O.B. did. Yeah, you're gonna have a lot more rappers doing
like
this.
How many people should check out that fire mixtape because of his B.O.B. flash stuff?
A lot of people did. So should he go platinum because of some bullshit? Or should he go platinum because he made good music?
Yep. How do we account for back in the 90s or whatever when people were really selling albums? What percentage of that those people were just purchasing off of curiosity? You know what I'm saying? They bought it, they listened to it once, and they didn't listen to it no more. So how is that real support? I just bought it because that's the only way I can consume what you created.
While that's true to a certain degree, we also have friends. And we would go, I would go over B Crib, okay. And B would buy an album, I would buy something different, and Mike would buy something different. And we'll all just take a risk on three different albums.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And then we'll all listen to it. And then I'll go get, if I like the one he got, I'll go get that. If I don't like that one, I wouldn't go get it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
But that still does not change the overall number of what you sold, though. Because there's still, at the end of the day, because there's still going to be a percentage of curious listeners.
But there's going to be a much higher percent if it's for free.
A low number of curious fans purchasing an album is going to be very low versus a bunch of motherfuckers who go on YouTube to listen to something because they're curious. That number is going to be a lot higher.
We just have different takes.
So how do y'all feel about like people like signing on with these contracts like with Samsung and all that other extraness? Like,
that's the real cheat code.
What is that? I don't know.
Like, okay,
you
so
know when you do all these commercials with Samsung or like how YouTube album was popping up.
Shit, Jay-Z started.
Yeah.
I don't know what that is.
Okay, so remember Magna Carta Holy Grail?
Yeah.
Remember Jay-Z went platinum like in 60
was
seconds?
That commercial?
So okay. It wasn't just a commercial. What he did was is that he partnered up with Samsung, and Samsung purchased 1 million digital copies of the album and then gave them to all of their Samsung subscribers.
Yeah.
So that's the real cheat code.
I really think that that's bullshit in particular because, like, and this is no shade or whatever, like, get your money because, you know, music sales are rough. I get it. Like, Rihanna's new album or whatever, she did the same thing with Samsung or whatever. And, like, 2 days later after the album comes out, she's over here taking pictures with, like, the, oh, you have the platinum, oh my God, I'm so excited, blah, 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 blah. So glad to get to this point, blah,
this
blah,
is
blah.
Y'all's new world.
But it's like, it's not even really out yet on iTunes. You know what I'm saying?
Thank
like,
you.
It's I don't know.
It's bullshit.
It looks so phony for you to drop an album and then 2 days later you're like smiling with the record producer.
But like, nobody bought it.
Like it already has the casing ready before you even release the album that you have that plaque.
Does streaming internet radio count? We all know how payola works.
Mm-hmm.
So don't you think this is going to become a problem too? Because then these artists are going to be getting platinum status from their record labels giving these radio stations money to play their shit.
Like Pandora? You talking about internet radio?
About like, no, like real internet radio stations. That's what I'm asking. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know how certain stations are only.
About, like, serious
and yeah. Like, no, you're only. So. Those don't count.
No,
okay.
I don't think so.
All right, so closing thoughts.
That was interesting. I don't. I still don't understand it.
Yeah. Kind of like,
yeah. You wrapped it up.
Yeah.
Okie doke. All right. Well, thank you, Minmarker, for your question. Don't forget to send the rest of your questions to ask@zedandhiphop.com or to our Twitter, askdhh. Subscribe to us on YouTube. And until next time, we'll see you guys later. Bye.